Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. As you might have guessed, today we've got a rather intriguing topic on our hands regarding a series of limpet mine attacks on oil tankers. These incidents have really shaken up the shipping sector and sparked a lot of speculation about state-backed sabotage.
Yes, Alice, I see. Five vessels have been hit by deliberate blasts this year, with the latest incident flooding the engine room of the Greek-owned tanker the Villamara last week as it sailed off the coast of Libya.
Exactly. Now here's something quite interesting. All the vessels called at Russian ports within weeks of the attacks, prompting some security experts to suggest that Ukraine had a hand in the explosions.
Right. And Kyiv has not addressed whether it was directly involved, but its security forces have a record of covert action against Russian interests. Ukraine's military intelligence released a statement on Tuesday that described the Villamara as a tanker belonging to Russia's shadow fleet.
That's right, but let's not jump to conclusions here. One security advisor in the sector said that initially all fingers had pointed to Ukraine, but differences in the nature of the attack on the Villamara, which was hit on its hull rather than its side, have generated theories about whether other potential saboteurs were responsible for at least some of the attacks.
Oh, I see. So the attack on the Villamara last week followed another largely similar incident in January and three in February. While most of the incidents have been in the Mediterranean, one tanker was hit in the Baltic Sea.
Yes, and here's another angle for you. Four of the vessels had called at ports in Libya, a country split between rival factions that rely on revenues from oil shipments. All of the tankers also have a record of anchoring off Malta to take on supplies.
I see. So, what does this mean for the shipping industry? Are there any experts who can give us more insight into this?
Definitely. Martin Kelly, head of advisory for maritime security experts EOS Risk Group, said there were only some similarities between the latest incident and earlier ones.
And what's his take on the situation?
Well, he said there remains a range of alternative possibilities, including Libyan actors and other state actors, which have the capability and possibly motive. That's quite a big claim, right?
Right. And even before the latest explosion, Arsenio Domingues, Secretary General of the UN's International Maritime Organization, last month expressed concern about the spate of blasts.
Yes, and he told the body's safety committee that they will closely monitor these incidents and the investigations into them.
Now, let's not forget the bigger picture here. Four of the vessels belong to well-known Greek and Cypriot shipowners. The Villamara, hit last week, is part of the Cardiff group of George Economou, a shipping entrepreneur.
That's right, and the Seacharm hit in January off Turkey and the Sea Jewel hit in February in Italy both belong to the Namaris, a large shipping group controlled by Nicolas Martinos.
And the Grace Ferrum, damaged off Libya in February, belongs to Cyprus's Symea.
Yes, and the Koala was damaged in an explosion in Russia's Ust-Luga port in February. The ship was placed under sanctions by the EU in May for the improper transportation of Russian oil.
There is no suggestion the other vessels breached G7 rules by carrying Russian oil bought for more than $60 amps barrel. Ship tracking data suggests the vessels attacked called mainly at Russian ports that handle oil produced in Kazakhstan, which is not subject to sanctions.
Right, and TMS Tankers confirmed its vessel had suffered an explosion in the engine room while carrying 1 million barrels of crude oil loaded at Zuatina in Libya. There were no injuries or pollution.
And the Namaris confirmed its vessels had earlier this year suffered security incidents at separate points in time and in different geographic locations in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, and they stated that the Namaris, always compliant with international and European rules and regulations, has been fully cooperating with the relevant authorities to support their ongoing investigations.
So, Alice, what do you think is the biggest implication of these attacks on the shipping industry?
Well, Lewis, these incidents are definitely causing a ripple effect in the shipping sector. the uncertainty and potential blame game between states could lead to increased insurance costs for shipping companies, more stringent security measures, and maybe even rerouting of vessels to avoid certain areas.
That makes sense. And with the ongoing investigations, it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. There's definitely a lot more to this story than meets the eye.
Absolutely, and we'll be keeping a close eye on any developments in this situation. Thank you for joining us on UK Business Morning. We'll be back with more updates and insights into the world of business.